You might find yourself at a community event this summer, like a food festival or an art fair or an outdoor concert. Some will serve as a company fundraiser. Others, like Open Bite Night near downtown Indianapolis, hope to serve the community itself. WFYI's Drew Dodlin reports on the grassroots event and the husband and wife who made it happen.
Roe and Earl Townsend are slightly uncomfortable talking to me for this story. The husband and wife community organizers have an infectious passion for what they do, but Earl says they like to focus on the work.
We pretty much have all the recognition we can handle. You know, we're still the stand back people.
The reason they agreed to come out of their shell for a few minutes is because their latest project got really big really fast. It started with barbecue cookouts at their house in what some call the MLK neighborhood northwest of downtown Indianapolis. The parties were getting popular, so Roe enlisted help from cooks in the neighborhood, called it Open Bite Night, and posted about it on social media.
We were expecting it to be just like a bigger kind of cookout kind of a deal, and then it just turned into something else.
About 300 people showed up. They did it again a few months later on a blocked-off neighborhood street. It attracted 1,100 people, and Roe says even more couldn't come because there was nowhere left to park.
And it apparently was something that the neighborhood really wanted.
Now Roe and Earl partnered with Flanner House, a social service agency at the nearby Watkins Park, to give the event the space it needs. Open Bite Night is a lot of things put together. It's a six-hour outdoor party with 15 local cooks, 22 vendors, and 25 performers doing music and poetry. Many of those people live in the surrounding neighborhood. Roe says she wants to showcase local, unknown talents. And she also wants to turn those talents into jobs.
That's the other piece of this. It's like, no, don't just come here and cook. You can only come here and cook if you're willing to become an entrepreneur.
Earl talks with pride about locals who used previous Open Bite Nights as a launching pad. One now caters for Eli Lilly, another for Heron. Another has opened her own seafood restaurant.
And it just expands your sphere of influence. It's an amazing thing to watch. And it's so simple. It's so simple.
Roe and Earl are on the move for hours. They wear matching turquoise shirts with their names emblazoned on the back, shaking hands and hugging friends. One of those friends is Diamon Hargis, who lives in the neighborhood.
This is a microcosm of what exists in our neighborhood. If you go through our neighborhood, just even to this day, you would see a myriad of parties.
Hargis helps run the Learning Tree, a group focused on what some call asset-based community development. The approach is fueled by the idea that disenfranchised neighborhoods should be worked on from the inside, not just from outside institutions like United Way.
What we hope that is happening is that people that live in this neighborhood feel a sense of power to say we do not have to have institutions run over us.
Hargis says Open Bite Night is a great example of the asset-based philosophy in action, and he says the event's immediate and organic growth, this third installment attracted over 2,000 people, is evidence of its power.
I think it also brings people to be their truest self. So when people can relax and laugh and listen to entertainment, they hear things through a different lens, not on guard. You don't see many tables around. What you see are people walking side by side.
Usually what happens is we institutions say, hey, we have a really great idea. Come and join us in a really great idea. And this flips that script.
Michael Mather is also an advocate for asset-based development and a pastor at a neighborhood church. Mather says Roe and Earl's partnership with Flanner House, which provided space but took no control over the event, is a step in the right direction.
We talk about government officials, but we also talk about social service agencies as public servants. Well, we've acted like masters. And this is an example of an institution acting like a servant.
Mather says when institutions like his church fill out grant requests, the question is always, what's the biggest need among the group you're serving? The answer, he says he's learned, is to be needed.
Because that's what we all want. You want to be useful doing this, right? So, I mean, this is the idea. Everybody wants to be useful. You know, just seeing that, noticing that, investing in that makes things better, I think.
Roe and Earl started a nonprofit to help finance their community projects. They hope to make Open Bite Night a quarterly event. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Drew Dodlin.